哈利路亚，奉主的圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to learn in the afternoon.
我们请大家翻到启示录的第一章。
Let's all turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录的第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第一章的第十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节，我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。14. 14. 他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。15. 15. 脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。声音如同重水的声音。16. 16. 他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我们今天早上用这一段来做彼此的学习。
This morning we learn from this passage.
来谈到说，在启示录中记载了人子的样式。
Then the, in the Revelation recorded how the Son of Man appeared.
我们也谈到说耶稣基督为我们初熟的果子。
And that Jesus Christ is our first fruit.
是我们众人所效法的榜样。
He is the example that we all follow.
所以保罗说你们要效法我如同我效法基督一样。
And Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
保罗很努力的一辈子要活出耶稣基督的样式。
And Paul wanted to have the image of Christ in his life.
所以他说我们都要像他一样。
That's why he said imitate me.
要学他不断的效法耶稣基督。
Imitate him to imitate Christ.
但是效法耶稣什么呢？
But what do we imitate Christ for?
人子的形象又是什么呢？
And what is the image of the Son of Man?
所以在启示录的第一章当中，我们可以用来引申作为我们今天学习的榜样。
So in Revelation chapter 1, it gives us an example that we can learn from.
我们早上谈到我们必须要成为有君尊的祭司。
And to this morning we talk about being the royal priesthood.
不但能够为主牺牲奉献。
To continue to sacrifice for the Lord.
更要成为掌管自己生命的君王。
And we become kings of our life.
能够知道什么样该做什么不该做什么。
To know what and what not to do.
才能够真正在自己的国度掌权。
That we can rule over our own kingdom.
能够活出一个符合圣经神所喜悦的生活来。
To have a life that is according to the Bible that is pleasing to God.
我们谈到这个人子的形象，头与发皆白。
And this son of man, he has hair like hair like wool.
如同白羊毛，如同雪一般。
Like wool, like white as snow.
来告诉我们说，我们要努力追求圣洁的样式。
Telling us that we had to be holy.
因为神召我们乃是要成为圣洁。
Because God called us to holiness.
这是神对我们每个人所存的旨意。
That is the will he has for us.
我们谈到眼目如同火焰。
And to have eyes like a flame of fire.
能够凡事看透，凡事看得清楚。
That in all things you can see and see clearly.
而不会落入魔鬼的网罗，掉入世界的陷阱。
And you do not fall into the traps of Satan in this world.
能够走在智慧的路上。
To walk on the path of wisdom.
这是我们今天早上所彼此学习的。
This is what we learned in the morning.
那下午我们继续看回来启示录的第一章。
And in the afternoon we'll continue study Revelation chapter 1.
第一章的第十五节。
Verse 15.
这里讲说人子的脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。在这里讲说人子的脚像光明铜一样。
The feet of the Son of Man were like fine brass.
这里在圣经当中有一个类似的记载啊。
There is a similar recording in the Bible.
我们来看以西结书的第一章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书的第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节
Verse 5.
又从其中显出四个活物的形象来，他们的形象是这样，有人的形象。第六节
Verse 6.
各有四个脸面，四个翅膀。第七
Seven.
他们的脚是直的，脚掌好像牛犊之蹄，都灿烂 如光明的铜。在以西结书记载了以西结先知所看到的异象。
In this passage records the vision that Ezekiel saw.
啊，在这里讲到说他看到四活物。
He saw the four living creatures.
而这四活物的脚都如同光明的铜。
And they had feet like bronze.
说脚是代表着人所走过的路。
And feet represents the path that we walk on.
这里讲说人的脚如同锻炼光明的铜。
They sparkle like color of burnished bronze.
所以走过的路都不留下遗憾，都没有斑点污泽。
So they had no blemishes or regrets in their path.
今天人一生当中要做许许多多的选择。
Today humans we make a lot of choices in our life.
选择当中有些对人生很重要，有些不太要紧。
And some of these decisions will affect our life, but some of them do not matter.
有些选择可以引导我们直走到天家。
Some choices will lead us into heavenly home.
有些选择却让我们的人生一辈子的懊悔。
And other choices make us regret.
所以在这里讲说，这个光明的头就是我们人生所走过的路。
So this burnished bronze is the path that we walk on.
而这个人子所走过的路是不留下遗憾，也没有懊悔的。
And in the path that the Son of Man walk on, there is no regret.
为什么人生可以不留下遗憾呢？
How can someone have no regret?
为什么走过的路充满了光明呢？
Why is it that their path will shine?
因为这个脚是被锻炼过，炉中火炼过的。
Because their legs were trained and they were in the furnace.
要能够成为像光明铜一样。
To become like a burnished bronze.
它必须要经过一个过程。
There is a process.
就是它必须要经过高温的熬炼，这个铜才会灿烂耀眼。
They have to burn in the furnace, that's why it shines.
所以信徒的人生要怎么样能够不留下遗憾？
How can a Christian have no regrets?
信徒的人生要怎么样留下光明灿烂的记录？
How can a believer walk in the path that has, that shines?
那就是我们的人生必须要经过火炼的试验一样。
Our life has to be tried by fire.
所以如果我们看约伯记的第23章，
If we read Job 23,
我们翻到约伯记23章，
Job 23,
23章，
Chapter 23,
第十节
verse 10.
约伯记的二十三章第十节
Job 23 verse 10.
然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。十一节
verse 11.
我的脚追随他的步履，我谨守他的道，从不偏离。在这里是约伯所说的话。
This is what Job said.
约伯的人生从至高一下子摔到最底。
In his life, he fell from the highest point to the lowest.
原本是个非常富足的人。
He was very wealthy.
生活平安顺利，生活充满了快乐。
His life was smooth and peaceful, and he was filled with joy.
他拥有许多的财富。
He had a lot of wealth.
他有虔诚的信仰。
He had a devout faith.
他有良好的儿女。
He had good children.
他有一个和美满的家庭。
He had a wonderful family.
但是却在一天当中，他所拥有的一切完全都被撕裂。
But in one day, everything he had was lost.
从尊荣的王子变成炉灰中的乞丐。
From a glorious prince, he became a beggar.
所以啊，人很难理解为什么这样的恶灾会临到他的身上。
Man cannot understand how come such bad things fall on him.
约伯也不知道为什么会有这些事情发生。
And Job did not understand why it happened.
但是约伯怎么说呢？
But what did Job say?
约伯说神赏赐。
He said God gives.
神收取。
And he takes.
所以荣耀归于神啊。
So glory to God.
圣经里面讲说约伯没有因为他环境的改变而动摇了他的信仰。
Job's faith did not change because of the change in his surroundings.
反而在苦难的熬炼当中对神有更清楚的认识。
In his tribulations, he came to know God more.
所以在这里约伯说
That's why Job said.
他说啊，他知道我所行的路。
He said he knows the way that I take.
而在他熬炼我之后，我就如金金一样。
When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
因为被熬炼了，
because he was tested,
所以能够追随神的步履，
so he can follow in his footsteps.
因为被熬炼了，
because he was tested,
所以能够谨守他的道理，
he was able to keep his way.
所以从来不离开，
he did not turn aside.
这就是被锻炼过的脚步啊。
These are the feet that were tested.
所以有时候我们会觉得很奇怪，
many times you wonder,
为什么信了耶稣生活当中还是有考验跟苦难。
Why is it that after I believe in Jesus, I still have tribulation and test?
为什么在人生当中，作为神的儿女，我们还是会遇到一些意外跟灾难？
As the children of God, we still face accidents and disasters.
为什么祷告神没有垂听？
Why is it that God does not listen to my prayers?
为什么困难神没有挪去？
Why is it that God did not remove my difficulties?
为什么病痛神没有医治？
Why is it that God did not heal my sickness?
为什么眼泪神没有擦去？
Why did God not wipe away my tears?
很多时候我们都会有许多的问号，
Many times we have a lot of questions.
尤其是身在苦难中的人、
Especially those who are in tribulation.
即使别人安慰，他也很难接受别人的安慰。
Though others comfort, they cannot accept it.
但是在这里约伯告诉我们，
But here Job tells us,
说他锻炼我试炼我之后，我要如金金一样。
So, after he has tested me, I shall come forth.
这个就是火炼过炉中的光明铜。
These are the bronze and brass that are tested in the fire.
为什么我们的脚必须要炼成光明铜呢？
Why is it that our feet has to be like brass?
我们来看启示录的第十五章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 15.
启示录的十五章。
Revelation chapter 15.
第二节。
Verse 2.
启示录的十五章第二节。
Revelation chapter 15, verse 2.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那些圣的兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴。在这里所讲的是最后得胜得救的众圣徒。
This is talking about the saints that were victorious.
说这些得胜的圣徒来到神宝座的面前，
And these saints came over to the throne of God.
拿着神的琴唱着神的歌，
They had the harps of God and sing the songs of God.
这是一个快乐的时刻，
This is a happy moment.
因为这是得胜的时刻，
Because it's a moment of victory.
我们都希望我们最后也能得胜，
We hope that we can have victory in the end.
能够在宝座前一起来唱歌，一起来欢乐。
Before the throne, we can rejoice and sing.
但是在这里第二节告诉我们，
Verse 2 tells us,
他说在神的宝座前是玻璃海。
Before the throne, there is a sea of glass.
玻璃海很漂亮啊。
It's pretty.
这个海面如同玻璃，如同玻璃一样的明亮，如同玻璃一样的宁静。
That the sea shines like glass.
但是啊，他后面又加了一句话。
But it also says,
他说啊，如同玻璃海，其中有火掺杂。
That the sea of glass mingle with fire.
所以啊，你不要只看到玻璃海而已啊。
So let's not just look at the sea of glass.
哇，玻璃海好漂亮，玻璃海好美丽啊。
It seems very pretty.
这里讲说玻璃海有火掺杂在里面。
But there was fire mingled in it.
所以什么人能够站在上面？
So who can stand on it?
只有那个脚被锻炼过，如同光明铜，不再怕火烧的，才能站在上面啊。
Only those who are tested and not afraid of the fire can stand on it.
但是今天如果你没有被锻炼过，
If you are not tested,
你的脚不是灿烂的光明铜，
That your feet are not like brass,
你没有经过火炼的熬炼，
That you were not tried by fire,
你就没有办法承受火烧的温度。
Then you cannot withstand this fire.
所以你来到玻璃海上，你来到神的面前，
So we come to the sea of glass before God.
但是最后你却站立不住啊。
In the end, you cannot stand.
所以人生当中为什么会有苦难？
Why is it that we have difficulties in our life?
为什么爱我们的神要我们接受生命当中的患难？
Why is it that the God that loves us wants to give us difficulties?
就是借由在在的考验，在在的苦难来熬炼我们。
That through these tribulation and tests, he is training us.
说熬炼之后，你要如同金金一样。
After these trials, we will become like refined fire.
炉中锻炼之后，你的脚如同灿烂的光明铜。
That our feet will become like brass.
你所走的每一步，
every step that you take,
都能够不留下遗憾，留下美好的踪迹。
There will be no regrets.
不管你走到什么方向，
regardless of where you go,
世界上的火焰都没有办法伤害你。
The fire in this world cannot harm you.
因为你已经被锻炼过了。
Because you have been tested.
所以世界上的诱惑对你没有任何的压力。
There is no pressure that comes from the temptations of the world.
魔鬼来的试探没有办法引诱你离开正路。
When Satan tempts you, you cannot leave the path.
因为凡受过苦就与罪隔绝了。
Because when you have suffered, you depart from sin.
我们来看彼得前书的第四章。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书的第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
彼得前书的四章第一节
First Peter chapter 4 verse 1，
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也要将这样的心智当作兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。而在这里是使徒彼得告诉我们的。
This is what Apostle Peter tells us.
就是说，当我们今天已经受过熬炼，受过磨难之后，
That'sOnce we have suffered,
你会对很多事情看得很淡啊。
You will become, you'll have clarity on.
前一阵子有一个我认识的一个弟兄啊。
A while ago, there is a brother that I know.
啊，这个弟兄他的人生其实过得非常的快乐。
His life was full of joy.
啊，生活当中无忧无虑，也没有什么困难。
He had no worries, no problems.
啊，不管是在生活当中，在功课里面啊，在学业上，或者是在工作里，都蛮顺利。
In school and work, he had a very smooth life.
啊，家里的经济条件也不错，让他没有什么生活压力。
And that his family was pretty well off, so he had no pressure.
啊，所以啊，这个弟兄一直过着是一个快乐的日子啊。
So he lived very happily.
啊。到有一次突然莫名其妙的生病
But suddenly he fell ill.
临时送到医院急诊
He went to the ER.
啊，结果差一点点死掉
Almost died.
而且那个在医院里面啊，医院没有照顾好啊，给他用错药啊。
And the hospital they gave him the wrong meds.
啊，所以我们都笑他说你吃错药哦。
So he said you take the wrong meds.
啊，结果真的啊，医生给他错药，弄到他差点死掉啊。
And he almost died from that.
所以他啊。真的他到最后啊从医院里面好像走过了死因幽谷又出来了。
So in the hospital it's as if he walked through the valley of shadow of death.
他跟我们讲说啊他躺在因为他而且还被隔离哦被那个被 quarantine 哦被跟大家隔离哦。
And he was quarantined in the hospital.
哦，所以啊，他真的觉得说啊，他说那时候真的觉得说自己死在医院都没有人会知道哦。
He thought that even if he died in the hospital, no one would know.
甚至有时候一整天在医院里面，没有医生也没有护士进来看他。
And for the entire day, there is no doctor or nurse that will come to see him.
所以他就突然想说，如果我今天就死在这里。
He thought if I die here today,
有人会知道吗？
Does anyone know?
如果我今天人生就这样结束，
if that's it for my life,
难道我的人生价值就是这样而已吗？
Is this the value of my life?
哦，所以啊，后来他从医院出来了，感谢主啊。
After he was discharged from the hospital, thank God.
啊，他对人生的想法、看见、追求就完全不同啦。
His views on life and his pursuits were very different.
经过这种生死的熬炼之后。
After he went through this life and death situation,
他突然对人生的价值有一个完全不一样的认识。
He had a very different perspective to the value of life.
这就是患难之中熬炼过后走向不一样的道路。
After the tests and tribulations, he came to a different path.
啊，所以呢，我们今天人生当中有时候会遇到一些患难。
So in our life, we have tribulations.
但是患难使我们认识人生的意义。
But they allow us to know the meaning of life.
苦难让我们的信仰成为真实。
They make our faith more real.
啊，所以这里讲说，假如如同被锻炼过的光明铜
so the feet like bronze, brass,
能够走在正路上而永不偏离
they can walk on the right path and never depart.
那接下来呢圣经又告诉我们
the Bible also tells us,
我们看回来启示录的第一章
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 1.
第一章第十五节
Verse 15.
十五节说脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜 声音如同众水的声音。在这里讲到说人子的声音好像众水的声音。
The son of man had the voice as the sound of many waters.
我们来看以西结书的第43章。
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书的43章。
Ezekiel 43.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以后他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门。以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光。在这里讲到神从东边而来，荣耀放光。
It talks about God came from the east and he shone with glory.
啊，这里特别讲说他的声音好像众水的声音啊。
His voice was like the sound of many waters.
我们都知道水本身是非常非常柔弱的。
We know that water is very still.
啊，所以啊，我们天天都在用水。
And we use water every day.
啊，拿来洗手啊，拿来煮饭洗菜，水是我们生活当中的必需品。
We use water to wash our hands and cook, and it's a necessity of life.
水看起来非常的柔软，看起来非常的脆弱。
They seem very gentle and fragile.
你不管把水放到什么容器里面，它就变成那个容器的形象。
Whatever vessel you put it in, it becomes that shape.
但是水同时也是天下间至强的力量。
But water is also very powerful.
哦，所以我们讲说滴水可以穿石啊，水一直滴一直滴，连石头都可以打通。
If you have a drop of water continuously, it can pierce through a stone.
我们看到有些工厂，他们都用所谓的水刀在做切割的工作啊。
And we see many factories that use water as their tools.
啊，那个真的，你把水的压力加到够大，它的密度够高的时候，它的力量是很可怕的。
When the water pressure is very high, it's very dangerous.
啊，那个水从金属当中切过去啊，就一分两段啊。
It can cut through metal.
啊，所以啊，水它可以制柔。
So water can be gentle.
但是它也可以成为至强的力量。
Water can also be very powerful.
啊，主耶稣讲说，你们要学我的样式，要负我的轭，学我的样式。
And Lord Jesus says, bear my yoke and learn from me.
他说，我心里柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and meek.
啊，但是主耶稣同时在马可福音里面让我们看到。
But in Gospel of Mark, he also tells us.
我们看马可福音的第一章。
Let's read Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章的第21节。
Verse 21.
21节。
Verse 21.
21节，到了加百农，耶稣在安息日进入会堂教训人。22节。
22.
众人稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，像是有权柄的人。不像文士，在这里讲到耶稣的权柄。
It talks about the authority of Jesus.
耶稣他说话温柔，但是他说话带着力量。
When he spoke, he was gentle, but his words has power.
圣经里面讲说，耶稣柔和谦卑，但他的生命却彰显了天地间至大的权柄。
He was gentle and meek, but his words were filled with power.
这就是我们今天需要学习的榜样。
This is the example we need to learn from.
他说啊，虽然我们说话温柔，如同流动的河水，
we speak gently like a flowing water.
但是生命当中带着神的力量，所以我们做事行事都有权柄。
But with the power of God, when we act, we have authority.
所以教会里面的权柄是什么？
What is the authority in the church?
不是大吼大叫，不是脾气凶悍让人害怕的权柄啊。
Not the authority of a temper or loud words.
有时候我们觉得啊，这个社会上的权柄就是这样。
And that's what we think the authority in the world is.
哦，你不听话，我就把你开除。
If you don't listen to me, you're laid off.
哦，你很害怕，所以你就服从了他的权柄，不是吗？
You're scared, so you submit to the authority.
哦，但是在教会当中的权柄却不是这样啊。
But that's not how the authority in the church works.
哦，所以路加福音里面告诉我们。
And Luke tells us.
我们来翻到路加福音的第16章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音的第16章。
Luke 16.
哎，不是。我们看路加福音第，对不起啊，路加福音的第22章啊。
Luke chapter
22. 22章。
22.
第24节。
Verse 24.
路加福音的22章24节
Luke 22 verse 24，
这里讲说门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大。25节
25.
耶稣说外邦人有君王为主治理他们。26
26.
但你们中间不可这样，你们中间为大的倒要像年幼的，为首领的倒要像服侍人的。27
27.
是谁为大呢？是坐席的，是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大吗？然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。在这里主耶稣告诉我们啊，说社会上的观念是想要坐高位抢大抢权力。
That the idea of the world is to have sit at the highest seat in the table.
啊，但是主耶稣说，在我们当中却不可以这样。
But it is not so among us.
他说，你想要伟大吗？那你要成为最卑微的。
If you want to be the greatest, you have to be the least.
你想要成为首领吗？你就要去服侍众人。
If you want to govern, then you have to serve.
主耶稣说，我不是最大的吗？
He said, I am the greatest.
是啊，主耶稣是最大的。
Yes, he is the greatest.
天下人间没有一个比耶稣基督更大。
There is no one greater than Lord Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣说，我在你们当中如同仆人来服侍你们一般。
He said, yet I am among you as the one who serves.
对，因为耶稣把自己谦卑到最极限。
Because he humbled himself.
所以呢，神就把耶稣升为至高，成为最高的。
That's why God exalted Jesus to be the greatest.
所以我们今天希望成为有权柄的人吗？
So today we do we want to have authority?
你就成为最柔的水，你就得着最大的力量了。
Then you become the most gentle water, then you have the most power.
所以在这里讲说啊，人子的声音如同众水的声音一样。
The Son of Man had the voice of many waters.
我们所说的话是温柔的劝诫人的话。
We speak gentle words that comfort.
但是因为有圣灵，所以带着属灵的权柄跟力量。
But because of Holy Spirit, it has power and authority.
这也是我们今天传道理、讲福音的一个方法。
And that's the way that we talk about the truth and preach.
我们从来不是在辩论。
We never argue.
你跟人家辩论做什么？
Why do you argue?
哇，你辩论强，两个人面红耳赤的吵，最后你赢了辩论。结果输了慕道朋友，有意义吗？
And when you argue and you talk loudly and in the end you lose the true seeker.
所以我们在传福音不是要辩个输赢啊，不是要说我比你懂，我比你厉害啊。
So when we preach the gospel, it's not about winning the debate.
而是在温柔的话语当中使人认识到耶稣的权柄。
But in gentle words, we allow others to know the power of
Jesus. 借着温柔的话语使人能够明白永生的道理。
Through gentle words, others can understand the word of eternal life.
在教会里面侍奉也是一样啊。
It's the same when we serve in the church.
为什么讲话总是咄咄逼人，为什么讲话总是喜欢批评论断？
Why is it that you are always so pushy or like to criticize?
圣经里面讲说啊，你把你自己当成谁啊？你为什么论断别人呢？
Who do you think you are that you can be someone who judges?
难道你不是仆人吗？
Are you not a servant?
保罗说你有什么不是领受的？
And Paul says, what is it that you have that I will not give to
you? 如果你所有的都是领受的，为什么你表现的好像你不是领受的一样呢？
If everything you have is given to you, why do you act as if it's not?
好像你的口才是你自己练出来的？
As if you have good eloquence on your own.
好像你的能力是自己栽培的？
As you have trained your own to be
able. 你有哪一样不是领受的？哪一样不是神给你的？
Which was it that was not given to you?
那为什么把你的恩赐跟能力成为批评别人的一种高傲跟权力呢？
Why do you use your gifts or ability to criticize others?
所以啊，今天我们在教会里面要学会温柔跟谦卑。
So today in the church we have to learn to be gentle.
在以色列人在旷野当中，
When the Israelites were in the wilderness,
神有特别吩咐他们要打造两只的银号。
God commanded them to have silver trumpets.
这个银号呢，就是让他们在旷野当中前进后退来作为一个记号哦。
So in the wilderness, they can hear this, hear it as a sign to move or stop.
所以呢，当这个银号吹出不一样的声音，
when the trumpet sounds to different sounds,
就给以色列百姓有不同的指示。
Then they were different orders to the Israelites.
但是我们看民数记的第十章哦。
But let's read Numbers chapter 10.
民数记的第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
第十章的第四第五节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 5.
第五节。
verse 5.
吹出大声的时候, 东边安的营就要起行, 第六节,
verse 6.
两次吹出大声的时候, 南边安的营就要起行, 他们起行, 必要吹出大声, 第七节,
verse 7.
但遭聚会众的时候, 你们要吹号, 却不可, 不要吹出大声。 你们亚伦的子孙做祭司要吹这号， 这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。 这里讲到你吹两只银号哦。
There are two silver trumpets.
他说你要吹出大声。
When you sound the advance.
什么时候吹大声呢？
When do you sound the advance?
你要征战的时候可以吹出大声。
When you go to battle, you will have to sound the advance.
什么时候吹出大声？
When do you sound the advance?
你告诉大家说我们要出发喽， 你要吹出大声。
When you tell everyone to begin their journey, you have to sound the advance.
但是在这里特别告诉我们啊，
But especially tells us.
他说你要召聚以色列会众的时候， 不可吹出大声啊。
When you are to gather the assembly, you cannot sound the advance.
所以在教会里面什么时候你可以大声？
So when can you be loud in the church?
你可以传福音的时候可以大声啊。
When you preach the gospel, you can be loud.
你鼓励大家的时候可以大声啊。
When you encourage, you can be loud.
我们要往前进， 我们要努力为主征战， 你可以大声哦。
We have to move forward, you fight for the Lord, then you can be loud.
但是在对内信徒的牧养，
And but to the pastoral, to pastor the believers.
同灵当中的互动，
The interaction between believers.
这里神说, 你不要吹出大声啊。
God says you cannot sound the advance.
啊, 但是啊, 我们常常弄颠倒了哦。
But many times you have it the other way.
每次啊, 要遇到属灵的征战, 或者要通, 要鼓励信徒起行, 你都吹小声啊, 很怕人家听到啊。
When it's a spiritual battle, or when you have to encourage others, you are very soft.
啊, 别人问你说, 你什么教会的啊, 我就是基督教啊。
When people ask you what church you go to, you say I'm a Christian.
因为你不敢吹出大声啊。
Because you are soft.
啊, 什么时候吹大声?
When are you loud?
跑到教会来, 对信徒你就很大声啊。
When you come to church, you talk to believers, you become very loud.
哦, 为什么会这样子?
Why is it like that?
因为在教会里面啊, 我们讲爱心啊, 你要包容我啊。
Because in the church, we talk about love and tolerance.
哦, 所以啊, 我大声, 我很凶, 我骂人, 你要包容我, 你要赦免我, 你要原谅我, 要不然你没有爱心。
So when I'm very loud and yell at others, you have to tolerate me or otherwise you have no love.
搞错啦!
That's wrong.
神从来没有这样子吩咐啊。
That's not what God commanded.
我告诉你说, 在对内的时候, 不可吹出大声啊。
To each other, we cannot be loud.
所以对外要勇敢征战, 但是对内要 彼此温柔相待。
Externally, we have to be loud, but inside, we have to be gentle.
所以这个才是真正神所期望的形象啊。
That's what God expects.
哦, 所以在这里讲说, 他口中, 他口中所说的话, 如同大水的声音。
Says the Son of Man has a voice, a sound of many waters.
哦, 出来的声音, 充满了力量, 属灵的权柄。
His words were filled with power and authority.
温柔当中, 引人认识主, 归主, 能够走上正道。
In gentleness, he guided others to the right path.
啊, 我们看回来, 启示录的第二章, 啊, 第一章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录的第一章, 16节。
Verse 16.
16节,
yeah,
啊, 这里讲说, 他手里拿着七星, 从他口中有一把两刃的利剑, 面貌如同烈日放光。 所以在16节当中, 继续形容了三个人子的形象。
Continues to talk about the three images of the Son of Man.
啊, 这里特别讲说, 他手中是拿着七星,
He had in his right hand seven stars.
啊, 这七星是什么呢?
What are the seven stars?
我们看第20节。
Let's read verse 20.
20节。
Verse 20.
论到你所看见的, 在我右手中的七星和七个灯台的奥秘, 这七星就是七个教会的使者, 七灯台就是七个教会。 啊, 在这里告诉我们说, 人子在七个灯台当中,
That the Son of Man was in the midst of seven lampstands.
七是完全数, 是属神的号, seven, 是属神的号码。
Seven is a complete number that belongs to God.
就是在神的教会当中, 神在其中行走。
In the church of God, God walks in it.
啊, 七, 这里讲说七个星, 就是七个教会的使者。
The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
而这使者是握在神的手中。
And these angels are in the hands of God.
所以啊，神的手中掌管了七个星，就是七个使者。
So in the hand of God, seven stars, which are the seven angels.
所以所有的工人都在神的掌握之中。
So all of the workers are in the hand of God.
但是这里要告诉我们什么呢？
What does it tell us?
我们如果从第二章以下往下看啊。
If we continue to read chapter 2.
就讲到了七间教会的使者哦。
It talks about the seven angels of the seven churches.
我们常说这底下写的是七间教会，不是吗？
Many times we say they talk about the seven churches.
但是你要看哦，它每一间教会的开始，它写的是这信是写给教会的使者哦。
But any of all of these letters is addressed to the angel of the church.
所以啊，这七封信是给七星的，是给神手中的七颗星。
So these seven letters were intended for the seven stars in the hand of God.
里面要告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
你看啊，这底下的七间教会，
for the seven churches.
神跟他们讲话的一开始，
when God speaks to them.
第一句话都是什么？
What does he first say?
我知道。
Says I know.
你看哦，每一间教会都是这样哦。
It's the same for every church.
第二章的第二节
，Chapter two, verse.
我知道你的行为。
I know your works.
第二章的第二章的第九节
，Chapter two, verse nine.
我知道你的患难。
I know your tribulation.
第二章的第十三节
，verse 13.
我知道你的居所。
I know where you dwell.
二章十九节
，verse 19.
我知道你的行为。
I know your service.
所以你看啊，七间教会神跟他们的对话都是从我知道开始啊。
Every time he speaks to them, he says, "I know."
所以因为我知道
，because he knows，
所以我可以给你教导，给你。指给你方向。
He was able to teach them and guide them.
因为这七个星是掌握在神的手中。
Because the seven stars are in his hand.
那今天这对我们来说又是什么样的教训呢？
But what does it teach us?
就是用这个我知道的精神来参与教会的侍奉跟工作。
That when we participate in the holy works, we have to have the spirit of I know.
我们今天在教会里参与圣工。
When we work in the church,
不管我们所做的是什么，
doesn't matter what we do.
我们都要学习人子的榜样，要知道我们在做什么啊。
We have to learn from the Son of Man to know what we're doing.
宗教教育的老师，
as a RE teacher,
当你看着你的学生，
when you look at your students,
当你看着你的班级，
when you look at your class,
你可以说我知道吗？
Can you say I know?
不是只有知道你孩子的名字啊，
not just know their names,
而是知道他们的家庭背景，知道他们的环境，知道他们的困难，知道他们所面对的挑战。
Know their families, their difficulties, their challenges.
教会里面的工人。
The worker of the church.
你知道信徒的软弱，你知道谁的家里有困难，你知道谁需要什么帮助吗？
Do you know the weaknesses of the members and do you know what they need help?
这也是我们需要努力学习的目标啊。
This is what we need to learn to do.
有时候啊，我参加教会的参加一些教会的会议啊。
Sometimes I attend church meetings.
有时候会觉得觉得我们还需要再进步。
I feel like there is room for improvement.
像有人像我们灵恩会要洗礼啦。
For instance, when there is a spiritual convocation,
有人来报名啦。
Someone applies.
慕道者报名，结果啊，负责人会一看啊，我们糟糕啊，大家都不认识啊。
And they turn in their application, but none of the council members know them.
因为不认识，所以没有办法判断。
Because you don't know them, you cannot decide.
这是一个非常大的问题啊。
That's a big problem.
如果说这个慕道朋友刚刚来不懂，就马上要洗礼，你不认识。这个没有关系呀。
If the true seeker just came and turned in an application, that's fine.
但是最怕的是他已经来了三年，结果负责人居然不认识他。
But what's worse is if they have been true seeking for 3 years, but council members do not know them.
那这个问题就非常非常的大啦。
And that's a big problem.
他准备好洗礼了没有？不知道这个人名字我不熟看到人我还是不认识
Are they prepared to be baptized? I don't know. Do I know their names?
那这样子问题就大啦。
That's a big problem.
所以啊，在这里啊，人子说我知道哦。
The Son of Man says I know.
因为这星握在他的手中。
Because the stars were in his hand.
我们看箴言的第27章。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 27.
箴言的第27章。
Proverbs chapter 27.
27章的第23节。
Verse 23.
箴言的27章第23节。
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 23.
23节说，你要详细知道你羊群的景况，要留心料理你的牛群。所以在这里是给我们一个提醒。
This is a reminder for us.
就是我们要尽量的努力的去握住这神赐给我们的心啊。
That we have to be diligent to hold on to the stars that God gave us.
就像我们说，哎，我们是宗教教育的老师。
For instance, we say we are RU teachers.
我们就要去了解我们的学生。
We have to know our students.
我们是教会里的信徒。
We are believers of the church.
我们就要去多认识教会里的弟兄姐妹跟慕道朋友。
We have to know the brothers and sisters and true seekers.
我们是为人父母的。
As parents,
我们就要好好的照管我们手中的心啊。
We have to take care of the star that is in our hand.
因为有时候啊，有的父母觉得说，哇，我很了解我的小孩啊。
Sometimes parents say, I know my children very well.
啊，真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
你看啊，那个玛利亚跟约瑟啊，把耶稣弄丢了都不知道啊。
Mary and Joseph did not know when they lost Jesus.
啊，不是，这是蛮可怕的事情哎。
Isn't that scary?
他说啊，他们走了三天才发觉说，哎，儿子不见了。
They walked for three days and realized their son.
这个在今天就要抓到社会局去啊，好好的谈一谈啊。
They had to talk to social service.
那圣经里面怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
因为玛利亚跟约瑟，他们以为 assume， 他们以为他们知道自己的孩子在哪里。
Because Mary and Joseph assumed that they knew where Jesus was.
这也是我们今天做父母的一个很大的问题啊。
And it's a big problem parents have today.
我们都以为我们知道我们的孩子在哪里。
We assume that we know where our children are.
我们都以为我们很了解我们孩子的状况。
We assume that we know what they're doing.
哦，所以啊，因为自己以为很了解。
Because you assume that you know.
所以反而就缺乏了注意他们、关心他们的时间。
And you don't have the time to pay attention to
them. 所以孩子弄丢了都不知道啊。
When you lose your children, you do not even know.
所以在这里说，神把心放在我们的手中。
It says that God gave us a star in our hand.
不是让你捏得紧紧的，我的都是我的啊。
Not to hang on to and says it's mine.
而是让你放在手中，能够好好的照管引领啊。
But that it is in your hand so you can take care of it.
这是责任。
It's a responsibility.
也是一个福气。
It is also a blessing.
因为这心是放在你的手中。
Because the star is in your hand.
啊，到最后要向你追讨他的责任。
In the end, God will ask for it.
如果你管得好，
if you do a good job,
啊，福气恩典就要临到你。
And blessing will come to you.
啊，如果你没有管得好，
but if you do not do a good job,
最后就要向你追讨他把他们弄丢的罪啊。
And God will ask for it, hold you accountable.
所以这个就是神手中的这个人子手中的心。
And these are the stars that is in the hand of Son of
Man. 最后这里讲到说，在他口中有我们看回来哦，在他口中有两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was
我们一看到这个两刃的利剑，想到什么
？What is this two-edged sword reminds of?
想到希伯来书哦。
We are reminded of the book of Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书的第四章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
四章的十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。在这里告诉我们说，这就是两刃的利剑。
Tells us this is the two-edged sword.
叫做神的道。
The word of God.
所以啊，人子的口中是有神的道。
So in the son of man, in his mouth is word of God.
所出的话要破开人的心。
The words will pierce to the souls of man.
来辨明是非，来分辨对错。
To discern the thoughts.
要成为审判的标准，使人能够依照你所说的话能够得救。
It will become a standard of judgment.
所以啊，这里讲说，人子口中是有利剑的。
And the son of man in his mouth there is a sword.
那但是这个利剑是为了要让人认识神的道，使人能够得救，能够进入天国。
The sword is intended so that people can know God and to enter into heaven.
那我们口中所出的是什么呢？
But what is in our mouth?
我们口中有没有两刃的利剑？
Do we have this two-edged sword?
有没有神的道理？
Do we have the word of God?
能不能因为我们所说的话，使人认识圣经、认识道理、认识永生，得到救恩呢？
From our words, can other people know the truth, know the Bible, and receive salvation?
如果有, 感谢主, 你就有人子的形象在你身上。
If so, thank God, then you have the image of Son of Man.
哦, 就好像我们以前讲过这个基路伯的记号啊。
We have talked about the sign of the cherubim.
哦, 基路伯是引导到伊甸园的一个记号。
And cherubim was a sign to the Garden of Eden.
啊, 所以在会幕上面绣着基路伯,
That's why in the tabernacle there is a cherubim.
在圣殿刻着基路伯,
In the temple there is a cherubim.
啊, 在约柜上面还是基路伯,
In the Ark of Covenant there is a cherubim.
因为基路伯代表着人见到神得生命的一个方向。
Because cherubim symbolizes when a man sees God and receives salvation.
也就是人子口中的两刃利剑。
And that is the two-edged sword that is in the Son of Man.
啊, 所以借着我们的话, 使人得到生命。
Through our words, people can receive life.
借着圣经上的道理, 使人能够找到救恩。
Through the word of the Bible, people can find salvation.
借着我们的生活, 使人能够看到永生的道路。
From our life, people can see the way to salvation.
这就是两刃的利剑啊。
And that is the two-edged sword.
啊, 所以啊, 不是啊, 只是做一些表面的功夫啊。
We don't just pretend.
哦, 好像我们今天带慕道者来教会啊。
As if we come bring a true seeker to church.
哦, 当然我们希望, 我们希望, 他们觉得我们有爱心, 他们也希望他们觉得说我们是一个, 一个非常温暖的一个大家庭。
Of course, we hope to appear as a loving and warm family.
但是教会不是社会。
But the church is not like the society.
教会的存在的目的, 不是 community center 啊, 我们不是社区中心啊。
The church is not a community center.
大家不是来这里交朋友而已。
We don't come to make friends.
哇, 来这里啊, 好多讲中文的啊, 哇, 这个, 来这里交朋友, 大家聊天讲政治, 中午午饭很好吃啊。 不是啊, 这里不是老, 这里不是社区中心啊。
I would come to church as a community center. There are a lot of Chinese speaking people and we talk about politics and eat.
你来到这里, 有朋友, 感谢主。
If you come here, I have a friend, then thank God.
你觉得这里很温暖, 感谢主。
If you feel the warmth, then thank God.
你觉得这里的午餐, 很好吃, 感谢主啊, 我们煮饭的很辛苦啊。
If you enjoy the lunch here, then thank God.
但是这不是你来的目的。
But that's not why you're here.
也不是我们今天在这里设立真教会的目的啊。
That's not why there is a true church.
到最后是要有这个两刃的利剑, 让人听了会, 扎心啊。
But there is a two-edged sword that will pierce into our souls.
所以传道站在这里的目的不是 make you happy 啊, 我不是, 我的责任不是让你快乐啊。
It is not my responsibility to make you happy.
啊, 因为啊, 我的责任是讨神的喜悦, 帮助大家来认识道理啊。
My responsibility is to please God and help you understand the truth.
哦, 所以当我在准备讲章的时候,
When I prepare my sermon notes,
我不会想说我要讲怎么样的道理才会让你们好笑, 让你们开心, 让你们快乐。
I don't think about what message will please you or make you laugh.
因为那个不是, 那不是神选召我的目的。
Because that's not why God called me.
而是借着圣经上的道理, 使我们能够 补开自己的良心,
But rather through the word of the Bible, we can look into ourselves.
能够在神面前把自己完全的敞开,
Before God, we can open up ourselves.
看清楚自己,
To see ourselves.
才知道要怎么样来改变,
Then we can know what we need to change.
因为看清楚自己,
Because when you can see yourself clearly,
才有得救的把握啊,
Then you can be sure of your salvation.
所以教会里面要有两刃的利剑。
So in the church, there has to be a two-edged sword.
但是要记住啊,
But remember,
这个利剑不是让你拿去砍人的。
You don't use this sword to hurt people.
有时候啊, 那个信徒, 有的信仰太好啊, 夫妻吵架, 都拿圣经的话对骂。
Sometimes members have good faith and they fight and when they're with their husband or wife and they use the word of Bible.
啊, 之前有跟大家说过哦,
I have told you.
有一对夫妻吵架啊, 都用圣经的话对骂啊。
There is a couple that fight with the word of Bible.
哇, 太太对先生讲说, 你啊, 神的杖要落在恶人的头上啊。
And husband said, wife said to her husband that the rod of God will fall onto the evil.
哦, 所以啊, 有时候啊, 圣经太熟, 拿利剑到处乱砍, 这是不可以的哦。
Many times we're too familiar with the Bible and we use it as a sword to hurt.
说这个两刃的利剑, 让我们能够铺开自己的心啊。
But the sword is to open our hearts.
啊, 借着神的道, 听见神的道, 了解神的道。
hear the word of God and understand the word of God.
而能够不断的越来越好，不断的更新自己的生命。
That we can continue to better our lives.
这就是两刃的利剑。
And that is the two-edged sword.
那到最后就是要能够荣耀放光啊。
In the end, we have to shine with glory.
这里讲说人子的形象，他是面貌如同烈日，荣耀放光。
His countenance was like the sun shining in his strength.
这是基督的形象。
That is the image of Christ.
耶稣基督在变貌山上变貌，容貌放光，全身洁白。
On the mountain of transfiguration, Lord Jesus Christ shone with glory, and he was
能够显出神最美的样式来。
He was able to show the glory of God.
摩西上山与神对话四十昼夜。
When Moses went up to the mountain to converse with God for 40 days.
下山的时候，容貌放光，人不敢看他。
His face was shown with his face shone with glory, and man cannot see him.
当所罗门建造神的圣殿。
When Solomon built the temple of God.
在圣殿门口要立上两根大柱子啊。
At the entrance of the temple, there are two pillars.
啊，一个叫做亚基，另外一个叫做波阿斯啊。
One is Achan and one is Boaz.
那这两根在圣殿门口的柱子要做什么？
What are these two pillars for?
使人从很远很远的地方就看到说那里有神的殿。
That people can see from very far off that there is the temple of God.
这就叫做神的荣耀。
That is the glory of God.
所以啊，我们今天也必须要绽放出神的荣耀来。
Today we also have to shine the glory of God.
使人因为看见我们就看到基督。
That when others see us, they can see Jesus.
啊，但是要怎么样得到这个荣耀呢？
But how do we have this glory?
我们刚说摩西上山与神说话四十个昼夜。
We said Moses went up to the mountain to talk with God for 40 days.
在出埃及记的第34章啊。
In Exodus chapter 34.
说摩西下山来了。
When he came down from the mountain.
他自己都不知道哦。
He did not know.
他自己都不知道说原来他的面貌放光啊。
He did not know that his face was shining.
甚至以色列人不敢看他，太荣耀了。
The Israelites feared him and did not see him.
那不是摩西自己的荣耀。
That was not the glory of Moses.
而是摩西反射了神的荣耀。
But Moses reflected the glory of God.
如同我们所看到的月亮一样。
Just as the moon that we see.
月亮本身不会放光。
Moon does not shine.
但是它反射了太阳的荣耀。
It reflects the glory of the sun.
所以我们要怎么样能够荣耀放光像耶稣一样呢？
So how can we have glory like Jesus?
这个荣耀不是我们自己放得出来的。
It is not the glory of our own.
所以不是什么我们自己的本事，不是我们自己有多么属灵跟圣洁。
Not that we are so holy or spiritual.
他说啊，当你常常与神对话。
When you talk with God,
你就要面貌放光，如同基督一样。
Then your face will shine like Christ.
所以啊，灵修的功夫与神的关系。
So it is about spiritual cultivation.
说我们要常常进入内室，关上门，与你的神，与你在暗中的神来交通，来对话。
So we go into our inner room and shut the door and converse with our God.
虽然没有人看见
，No one sees it.
但是你这个隐藏的灵修功夫。
But the spiritual cultivation that is hidden,
就要决定了你显扬时候的荣耀。
Will determine the glory you have.
虽然可能人没有看见
，though others do not see,
但是神都要纪念你啊。
But God will remember.
所以到最后，这个人子的脸上如同烈日。
So the Son of Man had the countenance that shines as the sun.
能够放出荣耀的光辉。
He shone the glory.
我们也是一样，要常常注重灵修的功夫。
So we have to put work into our spiritual.
就会在不知不觉当中，不断的生命改变。
The unknowingly our life is changed.
能够在生活当中不断的绽放出属灵的光芒。
That our life we can shine the light of.
成为一个荣神益人的真实基督徒。
To be a Christian that glorifies God and edify others.
能够像保罗一样。
Like Paul.
很有把握地说你们要效法我如同我效法基督一样。
You can say with confidence to imitate me as I imitate Christ.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.